This is K7 QMD Mobile monitoring 19. KABCW. KABCW testing all Starlink.
AB9NN mobile monitoring.
KF8GDW monitoring.
WAGPC. WAGPC. KFATTW, this is WAVPC. Name here is Mike.
Well, I'm testing this radio, FATTW. Come on back, I didn't get a chance to write it down.
Okay, my call is Whiskey 8. Victor, Papa, Charlie. Name here is Mike. I'm down here in Royal Oak using an All-Star Simplex node link to this repeater network. Sounds like you're a new ham. Congratulations. Welcome to the hobby.
Yeah, Mike. I used to live down there in Berkeley. Only a few months. Getting ready to test my general.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've been a ham for over 40 years now. and I mainly stick to UHF, VHF. So what kind of radio do you have?
Well, it's good my wife's not around to hear this. She says I jump into things with both feet. So I got a table full. I've got a couple of Bofang, little 5Rs. I've got a Anytone 878 and a Yasuo 150 RASP.
Well, you're not the only one that has a lot of radios. I'm kind of a fan of Motorola equipment that's converted to ham radio. So I'm talking to you on a Motorola radio in the car. I have Motorola handheld coming out of my ears. I have Kenwood handhelds, all commercial, that have been decommissioned. And I can reprogram them for ham radio. The radios on the hotspot are Motorola. And the only one that isn't a Motorola that I use is for 220. It's a Retivis 220 mobile. I have a 220 node too.
I got connected with this. I was in Red Cross and got it to a ham radio. Got it to a local group up here. It's Sheboygan, Charlevoix, Emmett, and there's about four more letters here. But it's emergency management communications.
Yep, I'm a member of them too. When I lived up north, I belonged to that same group. I still do. Just their meetings are 250 miles away.
I used to work nights at Metro. I used to be an aircraft mechanic down there. When I told my wife I wanted a 9mm for the motorcycle, she said it's time to leave Detroit. So I'm a few hundred miles north now.
Yeah, some areas have gotten to that point. My biggest gripe is the traffic, but then I grew up down here. I was born and raised in Royal Oak. I moved up north in 1999 with the company I was with. The owner was big in Y2K, thought the whole world was going to come to a screeching halt on 1-1-2000, which it didn't. Our company spent $1 million on infrastructure, and yet nothing happened other than the fact that none of our customers stopped buying sensors, so we had to go to reduced hours, and so, oh well, that's the way it goes. But yeah, the biggest gripe I have down here is traffic.
Traffic was certainly one of it. You know, I lived in Berkeley and worked at Metro, rode a motorcycle, so traffic was definitely a challenge for me. But everything down there was just so different. My company sent me down to Detroit, and I told them, all right, I'll give you a year. In a year, I left.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm just backing into my drive. Maybe that's a plus. Because where I lived up north, everything was 40 miles away, one way. But down here, you know, it's 2 miles away. So anyways, it's nice to talk to you. And I know you're getting into the whatever repeater you're into. But it's not, you know, your signal goes in and out, but enough to hear. So we'll talk to you later. This is WAVPC, and we'll be clear.
Well, Mike, I was working on my Bofang when I was talking to you. Now I'm on my Yaesu and the Bofang is shut off. Nice to talk to you again. KF8GDW 73s to you. I'll talk to you next time we hear.
Okay, sounds good. You were full quieting then. WAVBC, clear.
KABCW, yeah, John, your Yaesu sounds much, much better than the Baofeng, which is not surprising. Nice job getting in.
Ah, thanks. Is that Bentley up north?
Roger that. Just in the truck and about to make my next stop. Just thought I'd shout out and give you some kudos for doing a good job there with your new gear.
Well, thanks, Bentley. I appreciate the follow-up. I'll be off to the side. KF8GDW73, see you, Bentley.
K8GCW.
KABCW, go ahead, Ron.
Hello, I'll go to the All-Star Experiment. I did see your email. I didn't do anything. I was home for a while yesterday, but busy with pumps and check valves and propane and all that kind of stuff. So I'll be back there in a couple hours. Maybe I'll have a chance to gear some things around and play. But how's things working out for you?
You are not getting into the repeater real well. There's a ton of noise in the background, lots and lots of static, but I'm still able to read you, so I don't know if you can boost your power or maybe if you're between coverage areas, try switching over to another tower. Yeah, it's kind of hot and cold. Little frustrated by it. I got it up and running. It's working. I'm talking to you through it now. Still have a 60 megahertz hum on it, despite using the ferrite dongle thingy on the power cord, like the instructions said. And I have gone in and changed some of the settings to get rid of the annoying announcements and connection announcements, but they just don't seem to be working properly. So I've got that going on. But generally, I wish whoever is, you know, working on and maintaining this system would bring it up to modern standards instead of these stupid command line prompts going to like 1986 computer DOS files. I know there's some people out there that are fans of that, but anybody, you know, born later, it's called graphic user interface, guys. It's only been something that's been out there for about 40 years. Help the rest of us out so that we don't have to watch hours of YouTube videos on how you did this stuff back in 1986. Okay, now you're not readable, and I'll end my rant with that.
Well, it's pretty sad. We need to fix this. There's no reason why 50-watt mobiles with permanent mount antennas should have problems from, you know, 20 miles away. I'm at the 295, so I should be good into either one. But anyway,
readable now?
Yeah, much better. I can, again, still a little bit of noise in the background, but you're coming in totally readable. Anyway, sorry about the rant there. My problems pale in comparison to others such as yourself. How are you doing with the battle? I've been thinking about you and Jan and being able to get back into your home.
Well, that's happening soon because our gracious guests are returning from their southern escape. So while they have, you know, graciously offered it to share, you know, I don't want to overstay our welcome, and we've been out 2 weeks, so it was 2 weeks yesterday, as a matter of effect. So we're just going to fake it, like many others on my street have been doing. I talked to a neighbor yesterday, and he was replacing his sump pump, which we don't have one, but he was replacing his because he burned it out because it's been running constantly. He was also replacing his pressure switch for his pressure tank, and I did not realize that his hot water was also down in his crawl, so even though they've stayed there for a while, they had no water at all, and then after they got water back, they've had no hot water, so I think they gave WW Fairbairn a lot of money yesterday to fix that. But, so, yeah, I mean, I hear you, and I don't have a preference either way. I mean, I got the thing set up, and I left them alone. I haven't even upgraded them like I should have, which does create some connection issues here and there. But the one thing I will tell you, from experience, you're going to want to turn those connection messages back on, because if you're not sitting in front of a council, you're not going to know whether you're connected or not, or if anyone's connected to you. So that's pretty important.
Yeah, and to illustrate my point, I just got another connection message that K8DCW is connected to the node. That's the annoying crap that I'm trying to turn off, but I think it's an all-or-nothing thing. What I do also have is the Node Connect app on my phone, which allows me to take a look at it and see who's connected and see if I'm connected. And then I don't have to punch DTMF codes into my radio. So I think between those two things I'll be fine, but there's got to be a happy medium here. I don't need to be reminded every 10 minutes that I'm connected to my node, and I don't care at the top of the hour what the time is every hour on the hour.
Are you using Hamlet or AML?
Well, I don't think it is all or nothing, because I don't get those constant reminders. I just get connected, disconnected. I don't get a 10-minute reminder. I never get a reminder. So that is definitely something that is within the existing ability to filter out, turn on, filter out. But, and I didn't think about that, so I saw the severity of my comment, because I don't have that. So, you know, if you have got a way of telling on demand at a given moment, it's all you got to do is look at the app on your phone, and it tells you what or who you're connected to or who's connected to you. That creates the severity of that comment. So I do want to do, when I get home, though, I want to try to connect to you inbound. I don't know if you've done that with anyone yet, because that's usually the hardest thing to get set up. And a lot of it's got to do with your internet provider and what you've done on your local network as far as what ports are open, what's closed, what's accessible, what isn't. And I found that the easiest way to handle that, Charter Spectrum is my provider. I do not have a static IP. That does not seem to cause a problem for me.
Bentley, are you using HamFlip or ASL3?
I think that might be Drake breaking in. I was going to open it up to listen to his comments. So first to Ron. Yeah, Ron, that would be great. I would love to test that when you have time, but don't make time for me. I know you got a lot going on. So we can do this whenever. I would love to test the capability of connecting node to node. Drake, to your question, I'm using HamVoIP, and I've been picking around in the asterisk settings trying to change this thing. I did find the for telemetry and turned it to zero and rewrote it and restarted, and it still doesn't seem to be working.
Because HamVoIP is weird and puts things in weird places that it's not supposed to be. You have to get rid of the on the hour, you have to go into the crontab file, and you got to do it there. Just look it up, how to remove the on the hour announcement for HamVoIP in the crontab I think it's like crontab-e or something like that. And then as far as the telemetry when you connect and disconnect, if you set that option to 2, it will give you the announcement that you connected to something. But then after 5 minutes, if you only with your node to connect or disconnect it to something, it shuts up and it doesn't give you any telemetry after, you know, the 5 minute time has elapsed.
Okay, I'll do some investigating there, but it seems like mine just has these random announcements, and it's always K8VCW, which is my call sign, which I think is telling me I'm connected when I'm not disconnecting or connecting or doing anything of the sort. So it's that kind of annoying stuff that's really frustrating me and making me not want to use this. And then the fiddliness of trying to find where it needs to be fixed. I'm kind of thinking about just putting it off to the side and dealing with it some other day.
That's your station ID. That you technically have to keep for it to be legal. You can change it to a Morse ID, but you have to keep that, otherwise it's not legal.
Okay.
But half the time, you know, when you're not using it, and just it doesn't have to come up to remind you you're connected. Mine also does not give my call sign, it just says node number. You know, tell node number what connected to node number whatever. So anyhow. All right, I'm at my next stop. Bentley, I'll give you a bump in a bit. I will be 45 minutes. I got to make my way back to my temporary domicile, stuff and dogs, and head home. So, Bentley, believe me, I'm looking for distraction as well. I mean, I'm tired of the day-to-day, and I'm looking for distraction. Maybe later on you can be some. All right. I'm here, but I'll be back later in the afternoon. 73, hello to Drake. Goodbye to Drake, W8RPM.
All right, Ron, have a good one. Yeah, that announcement will only happen when it's active, and it does it every 10 minutes because, you know, you have technically us as amateur radio operators, we have to ID every 10 minutes, or at the end of a transmission or whatever. That's essentially what that node is doing. It's got to keep doing that. So it has an identifier on it. But the voice ID on one of those is kind of annoying. You can set it to CW. If you want, if you're not too overly frustrated with it, you can call me and I can walk you through that.
Yeah, thanks, Drake. I may take you up on that depending on time today. Appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. We'll get you figured out. With the differences between ASL3 and ham voice, sometimes the tutorials treat them as the same, but they're not, because things are very different between the two of them, even though they're still technically achieving the same end goal. Just let me know. I'm at home because I feel like garbage today. So, ow, my darn cat just hit me. That's great. Now I got to fix that problem.
Yeah, I was going to say you sound a little bit stuffy there. Hope you're feeling better. K8DCW.
AOP Mobile Mile. KABCW, testing all Starlink.
And mobile monitoring.
It is kind of entertaining at times, though, some of the activity with the squirrels and the, nesting birds and things like that. Occasionally catch some fun stuff on the cameras.
Yeah, we do the same thing. I've got a couple of extra cameras I'm going to add out back at the new pole barn and get up that way a little bit where it's a little more a little less open. It's more woods and stuff up there, so we'll probably see stuff. I know the trail cams, they see stuff all the time. As a matter of fact, I got to go collect those before it gets dark and check them out. But other than that, I'm on one of my Midland Max tracks here, and I've got it set up here at the cottage. I got two of them. I got a UHF and a VHF 32 channel ones, and man, they work swimmingly for repeaters and stuff up here. I had one of those Midland XTR big rig ones that put out 100 and some watts, and that was terrific, and it stopped working on transmit for some reason. I got to figure that out. And Ron gave me a cable to program it so I can go in and check it out and start playing with it. But, just seems like there's always something a little more important. And it's back home anyway on the bench. Other than that, I think I'm going to run out to the barn, unload the truck, and then maybe look for something to eat.
Yeah, it's nice having nodes up north. Well, at our place, I have a low power 900 meg repeater, and then I've got actually I've got a UHF repeater there as well, a Master 2. I'm using one of Raspberry Pi's with All Stars the controller. So when we're up there, I leave that connected up to the system. And then I'll leave the 900 over on the 45505 hub, which actually I shifted the hub up to there because it's fiber. We got plenty of bandwidth up there that we don't have here. It was working great till, I don't know, February or something like that. It started acting wonky, so I remoted into it, rebooted it. Yep, and that was that. I was hoping that, of course, I couldn't do a cold boot from here, to interrupt the power. Through some of the storms, there was some power outages. It's not a UPS, but, the one outage was 10 hours. That UPS is good for, with the UHF repeater off and just the, the hub and the 900 is a part of the hub. That's for about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. Yeah, it didn't come back, so I've been kind of chomping at the bit to get back up there and fix that. I just shifted the config files back around and brought the hub back onto the house here after that crash. It was one of those moments like, son of a... I was not happy when I rebooted it and it didn't come back. But, when we're up there, we got the 900 and UHF blanketing the Huron Beach area. WJNR, WTPT.
Huron Beach area, nice. I've got two towers. I'm looking at one of them sitting out here in the back of the house. And I got an 85-foot height tower, and I've got a 60-foot universal tower. I'll put that one next to the barn probably, and the other one I'm going to stick out here somewhere. We've got quite a bit of property here, so I can stick it just about anywhere, but I want to get it away from all the stuff and not so far that I have to run a lot of real expensive feeder cable of some type, so we'll see how that goes. Anyway, hopefully I get those up this year. We just got the barn done early last year, and I haven't got the heat going in it yet. Got the N4 heat, but I got to get all the insulation, all that stuff done first. So hopefully get that done this summer. By fall, we get the heat going, and be nice and toasty out there. Other than that, got a little bit of water up here in the front by the lake that came in around the back side of the berm here. And I don't expect that to stay around too long. And that's about it for me. Anyway, I think I'm going to go unload the truck, and I will give you a shout later on. I hope your wife's going to do just fine, buddy. I know my wife went through a couple things in the recent past here, and takes a little while to get back up on your feet, you know, as you get a little older, and hopefully she's doing fine.
Yeah, no, she's doing quite well. Of course, you know, it's going to take her quite some time to bounce back. I mean, she went through a lot with it, but it's definitely, you know, for the better. All right, Dan, hey, why don't you get going, and I'll be listening here. WJ8R, WTPUT. WJ8R, yeah.
Well, Ron, and Dan, I'll talk to you later on. Ron, take it away. I'm going to go unload my truck. I'll be back. WJ8R.
All right. I heard you guys talking, but I was far away from the vehicle, but can catch the gist of the conversation. You know that Ben was feeling frustrated with All-Star earlier today. I was around about 11 o'clock, 11:30, noonish, and then I've been packing, cleaning, and bookkeeping, so we'll be back in my regular domicile.
you know, it'll be a bit before she's ready to ride that long in a vehicle.
Yeah, I obviously missed all that. Not your transmission, but the occurrence. So, okay, I was unaware. You know, there's something else that happens most years in midnight that I haven't heard you mention.
Oh, yeah, you know, somebody sent me a couple of tickets, but didn't send a vehicle pass this year, so, I'm trying to get a hold of Jeff to see if he had one, was getting one from somebody, or, we got to park with the peasants and come in with the cattle, I don't know. It's not an appealing idea, but Jeff has been laying kind of low. For a little bit here.
Well, I don't think you'd have to do that. I mean, there is there's probably one available. I probably have one available. I mean, and at the very least, I would have a parking pass available to get you on the ground. You know, kind of like last year. I think we did that last year, didn't we? You know, I've got my same regular spaces, but it's, you know, Ron and I probably driving in, and we'd like to keep that third spot, but we have, you know, we have flea market parking passes, I think three of them, so we'll figure something out. You know, you won't have to come in like the cattle, but you'd probably, you know, worst case, you'd probably have to drive from the lot. Phone's ringing. W-8-R-P-M.
Okay, we'll catch you later on. W-8-P-M-P.
KDCW to W-8-R-P-M. K8BCW to W8RPM. Ron, you out there? Nothing heard, K8BCW. KBCW to W8RPM. Ron, you out there? Nothing heard, K8BCW.
KD8BQX, signal check.
Attention Northwest Michigan Hamsters, the barf net will start in 5 minutes, 5 minutes, W8REJ. Good evening, this is the barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends net. I'm W8REJ, my name is Rob, and the net control station for this evening. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focused on ham radio in and around Benzie County. Okay, we're going to start check-ins with EchoLink stations, mobile stations, and short-timers only at this time. Please call with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
Alpha, Echo, 5, India, Bravo, Tip.
Are you short timer or what?
I'm a short timer.
Okay, anyone else that is a mobile short timer or Echo Link? I'm sorry, you're not making the repeater. Try again a little bit later, please. Okay, we'll do general check-ins now. Give me your call, your name, slowly, please.
KV8 SBJ, Bob.
Alpha Bravo 9, November, John and Beulah. WNAD, Larry, Marilla.
KD8VXI, Mary.
KFHJK, John with an H.
W8VPC, Mike.
Okay, very good. So we have Kip, who's a short-timer, KB8FCJ, Bob, AB9NN, John with no H, WNAP, Larry, KB8BXI, Mary, KF8KK, John with an H, and W8VPC, Mike. Is there anyone else? Okay, well, good evening, everybody out there. We are back finally from our travels and our medical procedures and everything, so we are going to be here for next month, so hopefully, God willing, anyway, I should not need help, but if I do, thank you for the guys that have been helping. I appreciate that. It makes the job fun if you know that people are there you can rely on to help you out. So, all right, we're going to go to the top here. KE5IB, Kip, take it away.
All right, thank you very much. I was happy to see everybody at breakfast last Saturday. I am still working on my attic in the garage. Right now I'm working on a beam to hold the 2x6 Raptors up
so that when I start putting stuff up there, it won't collapse on me. But since it was cold today, I decided, and I saw that the lawn might need mowing in the next week or so, I decided to work on my lawnmower. I got a Ryder lawnmower. It was my father-in-law's. He gave it to me when we moved up here. It hasn't run for about 2 years. So, but it's a Ryder, and so I figured, what the heck, let's get it going. So last fall, I noticed that the battery was dead. So today, I went down to Napa and got a battery and checked the oil, and it was just down. It was down a little bit, so I put oil in it. And it didn't have any gas, so I went down and got 2 gallons of gas and in my gas can and started filling it up. And about halfway in, I noticed gas on the floor of my garage. And it was coming out about as fast as I was putting it in. So I got about $4 worth of gas on my floor in my garage. So I quickly grabbed some paper towels to wipe up what I could. And then had to get some kitty litter to soak up the rest of it. And that kind of took the wind out of my sails for trying to get the lawnmower going. So fortunately, Bob answered my call for help, and he's going to lend me his trailer so I can take that thing up to Traverse City and get somebody professional to look at it and tell me the bad news on getting my lawnmower fixed. So thank you, Bob. That's going to happen on Friday. And that's all I got. I've got an AMSAT meeting in just a little bit. That's why I'm a short timer. Back to net control.
Okay, Kip, very good. And I'm sorry I missed you. I was traveling. We had a funeral and a memorial service, so it was an exciting time. Thanks for checking in. We got you as a one and done, so we'll move on down the list here to KB8SVJ, Bob. And thanks for you guys doing the nets. W8REJ here.
Yeah, this is KBASCJ, and Rob, good to hear you back. Sorry that you were required to travel for a funeral. It's never pleasant. Man, we had a couple of days of beautiful weather, and a couple of days here of near winter again. But I promise it will be near summer or summer all the time here pretty soon. So I am in the process of preparing for a state SET simulated emergency test on Saturday. I mentioned it Saturday at the breakfast, and if anybody wants to join in, give me a holler. It'll be the first one I've organized and managed. I've been on part of a couple, but this will be the first one I've managed and organized myself. And I'll see how bad I screwed up. But, again, I think that's all I got for the first round here, Rob. I'll send it back to you, KB8SVJ.
Okay, Bob, very good. Yeah, it's, hey, everybody screws up now and then, especially when something is newer. Okay, let's see, John with no H, AB9NN, take it away and stand by Larry.
Okay, AB9NN, John with no H, good evening to everybody on the MarfNet, and kind of tired today. Spent the last couple of days getting used to a new camera, pocket camera that I had had for, maybe close to 5 years, that had served me famously, and then taken some really nice photos. Had a 30-to-1 power zoom on it. And anyway, it had problems retracting the lens when I turned the power off on the camera, and did all the troubleshooting steps I could find on the internet, and the last troubleshooting step was to take it to a professional repair shop. So I brought it into the camera shop in Traverse City. They looked at it for a couple of days and called me back and said, well, we think it's bricked. And if you send it in to get it repaired at the manufacturer, it's probably going to be more to repair it than it cost you in the first place. So went in a couple of days later and bought a new camera. And I've been getting used to the new camera, trying to figure out the settings for it and all that sort of thing. So finally got it up and running and been testing it out. The new camera has a 60-to-1 optical zoom compared to 30-to-1 on the old camera. And it, on the digital side, has a digital zoom of 120-to-1. So a very, very nice camera from that perspective. Also, it's got a little wider lens. Starts at 20 millimeters and goes to 1200 millimeters, accounting for the 60-to-1 zoom power of it. So it's really a wide-ranging set of composures that you can work with the zoom. So really enjoying it. Still getting used to where the shutter button is on it. It's kind of up and over the top and curling back down. So got to get that muscle memory memorized for my finger up there to make sure that it's lightning quick for bird photography. Anyway, that's about it from me tonight. With that, I guess I start mowing probably Monday unless it's raining, so we'll see what happens then. But anyway, with that, back to net control from AB9NN, John and Beulah.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, if you get bored mowing over there, you can go over here and mow. So we're easy, that's for sure. All right, Larry, WN8P, the voice of Marilla, take it away.
Okay, Rob, WARJ and the group, this is WN8P, Larry. And I made it to the bar breakfast again. Last Saturday, and I had three items for show and tell, including my antenna rotor. Well, the big thing was I got the control box all fixed up. It needed a capacitor, motor start capacitor. Anyway, I showed that off, and it worked. So now, today, I moved my antenna pieces, my 6-meter antenna kit, if you will, out to the back porch outside. So it's no longer underfoot here in my engineering room. W8REJ from WN8P.
Okay, Larry, very good. Sorry I missed you at the bar for breakfast, but I will be there when, it's the 30th this month, this coming month, and so I will, unless there's some other catastrophe happening, I'm planning on being there. So, okay, let's see, Mary, KD8BXI, take it away, stand by, John with an H.
So good evening, everyone. This is Mary, KD8BXI. Sorry, I couldn't make it to our breakfast. I had a friend coming over to take down some trees for me that are in my trails in the woods. So that took pretty much my morning. But hopefully you had a good turnout there. I'm starting to see some green grass and a few little buds trying to open up and turn into leaves and whatnot. It seems like, because I live in the snow belt, it seems like I'm always behind everybody else with spring happening. And then I listen to the news tonight and they're talking about frost for the next 4 mornings. for Michigan. I don't know. The weather just seems really crazy. But it's good to hear everyone, and I will be around for the second go-around. And so far, it sounds like everybody is doing quite well, so that's good. Back to you, Rob. This is Mary, KDAZXI.
Okay, Mary, very good. Thanks for checking in, and hopefully we'll see you again at the Barf Breakfast on the 30th. All righty, let's see. John with an H, KF8KK. Take it away. Stand by, Mike.
Okay, very good, guys. By the sound of the 12th tail, I'm glad we don't have PL on the output. That would have just messed things up. Well, great all around. Larry, I'm happy to hear that you got your antenna at least outside of your engineering room, out away from being underfoot. And John, Monday for mowing. Wow, it's that time of year, I guess. Even if the next 4 days will be cold. I've come in from skidding logs because it's below 50. happy to report the update. For my Kiwi SDR app became available publicly about 2 o'clock in the morning today, and much to my, that was about the fastest I've ever had anything go through Apple App Review. That was less than 12 hours. That's amazing. And over the years, I've put probably 20 things through that, but that's amazing. And equally amazing is 4:30 this evening, I got an email from them saying that my Apple CarPlay entitlement was approved, and I can start working on integrating the app into the, Apple CarPlay screen fully. And that means you'd be able to make changes to what you're streaming without having to open up your phone, right from the display screen of the car. And similarly, command Siri to say connect to the Empire server and play the Wolverine net, and then it'll dial up, it'll start playing 3935 in lower sidebar. So that'd be kind of neat, but I might actually get some work done on that, seeing that there's going to be a few cold days, because I'm sitting here looking at my, I've got probably another 4 or 5 days of skidding logs in my yard, and I don't do that when it's cold. So I'm about one-third done with it now, but so it goes. So that's the scoop here. And Saturday's the SEC, and Saturday's also the Cadillac swap, so yee-haw. So with that, back to you, Rob. Glad to hear you back with us, and hopefully you won't have any interruptions for a while.
Okay, John, well, thank you for the kind thoughts. However, we start cataract surgery on my wife on the 5th. So it's a never-ending cycle here, it looks like. So one eye on the 5th and the other one on the following whatever day that is. I forgot. But anyway, we'll get that taken care of, and I hope that's all for a while. I really do. Getting tired of seeing doctors. All right. Let's see. Mike, WAVPC, take it away, and then we'll do a standby.
Okay, NET Control. This is WAVPC down here in Royal Oak. Not much is going on. I've been working on trying to put up a NFED half-wave antenna. I got it figured out. I got the antenna laid out in the backyard. I got a chimney mounted, sort of. And, of course, it starts to rain. So I've been waiting for the weather to clear. When the weather is clear, I'm too tired to do anything. So then I forget I'm retired. I can take as long as I want. Hi. So with that, I'll send it back up. I guess you guys are going to get some frost tonight, or at least up that way. WAVPC, that back to net.
Okay, Mike, very good. Yeah, and I'm sorry to hear we're getting frost. not one of my favorite things here. And luckily, we haven't got any flowers out yet, so that's a good thing. All righty, this is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net, W8REJ here. Is there anyone who would like to join the net? If so, come now with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
Kilowatt Alpha 8, Oscar Golf Charlie, Zoom in Traverse City.
Okay, very good. Come back with the whole thing again, your call sign and name, please.
Kilowatt Alpha 8, Oscar Golf Charlie, Zoom.
Okay, Gene, very good. We've got you in there. Anyone else? Okay, Gene, give us a little information about yourself, and then we'll go back to the top and start round two.
Oh, good evening, everyone. This is Gene. I live on the southeast side of Traverse City, and my husband is Edgar. K-A-H-H-Y-E, and we've been ham since the old 80s and the 90s, so back to that, K-A-H-O-G-T.
Okay, Gene, very good. Let me make sure I've got this call again. So it's Kilo Alpha 8, Ocean, George Tom.
Charlie, OTC.
Okay, got it that time. Thank you very much, and we'll get back here in just a few minutes. Okay, we're going back to the top now, and Kipsa was a one and done. He's gone. KB8SVJ, Bob, take it away and stand by John with no H.
This is KB8SVJ. Yeah, I don't really have anything else for the second round here, Rob. I'm feeling a little under the weather the last couple of days. And I didn't really prepare much for tonight's net. So I'll just send it back to you and listen to what others have to contribute. KBH, SBJ.
Okay, Bob, very good. And we'll talk to you next week, if not sooner. Okay, John, AB9NN, take it away and stand by Larry.
Okay, AB9NN, returning to the Barf Net this evening. And, yeah, not much else to add. Just getting my batteries charged up for my heated gloves. I resorted to buying a pair of heated gloves for the early and late mowing seasons. It gets pretty cold out there when you're just holding on to cold handlebars for about 3 hours solid without much arm movement. And fingers get pretty cold. I think I probably froze my fingers last fall because I noticed this winter my fingers were getting abnormally cold sooner than they had previously and were getting colder than they had previously, so Jane's son had bought a pair of battery-operated heated gloves, and he has had those for about a year, and he liked the particular make and model of them, so I ordered a pair, so going to give those a try, so hopefully it will stay nice and toasty warm, and just got to worry more about my feet than anything else. With that, back to net control for AB9NN. John and Beulah, have a great night, everybody, and see you next week.
Okay, John, very good. Take care of those fingers, bud. Get some good gloves there, okay? All right, Larry, WNAP, dazzle us here a little bit.
Okay, again, Rob, W8REJ, and the group. This is WNAP. Well, the wind wasn't blowing today, and I thought I was going to be able to go get outside and do some wire antenna work, and no go. It's overcast. It's been overcast this morning, and it's still overcast. So the sun hasn't been shining, so temperature hasn't been up there. It's been rather cool, and I actually put a sweatshirt on this afternoon. And it rained not real hard, just kind of a light rain almost all day. And of course it was wet, so I didn't, other than putting my antenna pieces out on the back porch, that's the only outside work I did today. So, 7-3 everybody. W8REJ from W8AP.
Okay, Larry, well, the good news is that it's supposed to be partially sunny anyway, through Sunday, I guess. So there you go. Maybe that'll give you some good outdoor work time. As long as the wind stays down, it'll probably be very nice. So, all right, KD8BXI, Mary, go ahead with your final.
Thank you. This is Mary, KD8BXI. Not a whole lot more to add. I still have a lot of pine cones that I need to pick up in my yard. So, yeah, if it does get a little nicer out there, I'll probably go out and try and do some yard work. And it sounds like everybody is doing pretty well. So hopefully I'll be able to get back on next week and talk to everyone. So I'm going to hand it back to you, Rob, 73 all. This is Mary, KD8BXI.
Okay, Mary, thanks for checking in, and we'll look for you again next week. John, KF8KK, and then stand by Mike.
Okay, very good, guys. John, heated gloves, yeah, that's the way to go. Probably a pair of heated socks would help, too. I've got a lot of empathy for you out there in these cold days like this. Yeah, I didn't do much outside today myself. Changed the alternator in one of the trucks and didn't solve the squeaking problem. gradually going up the difficulty escalator with a vehicle that's got like 300,000 miles on it. And getting the Midas Wells done. Importantly, Gene, OGC, great to hear you. Absolutely fantastic to hear you. Make my day to hear you on here. Pass my very best to Edgar and to Holly and Aaron and any other members of your family. I'm sure you got grandkids now, but very good. Excellent to hear you on. Outside of that, not really much to say. I'm going to roll the dice as to what I do with the next four cold days, because if it's below 50 in the forecast, that'll keep me from doing too much outside, even if it's not windy and even if it's sunny. Back to you, Rob, KF8KK.
Okay, very good. And if you want to be that way. I thought you were a He-Man tough, you know. So, anyway, I'm right there with you, John. Okay, Mike, WAVPP, take it away and stand by Gene.
Yeah, that control, WAVPC. Don't have much any more to say tonight. 73, and good night, everyone. WAVPC will be clear.
Hey, very good, Mike. Yeah, we're here every Wednesday evening at 8:30 on this frequency, and you're more than welcome. We like that. Okay, Gene, KBA at OBC, take it away.
This is Kilowatt Alpha 8, Oscar Golf Club, and I want to say hi to Mary.
noise on that transmission. I don't know if you were away from the area of your repeater or maybe your left foot wasn't up high enough. I don't know. Anyway, thanks for checking in. And again, we'll be here every Wednesday evening at 8:30. Check in. And then on the last day of the month, the last Saturday of the month, I should say, we have the Barf Breakfast over at Platte River Inn in Honor. Just come in the front door and walk straight back. You'll find us. Okay, this is W8REJ. This has been the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. Is there anyone that would like to join before I close?
KDMH.
Okay, KDMH, got you. Anyone else? Well, nothing heard. Take it away.
Hey, good evening, everybody. NADMH. Didn't do a whole lot today. I'm suffering from some sort of illness. It's a mystery illness. It's not a cold, but it's a little bit more than a cold, but not COVID, not the flu. All I know is it just sucks, so I'm enduring the pain and making it through, nonetheless. I had the car parts arrive today, so I can fix my ball joint problem and my new recent thermostat issue. Although I guess the thermostat issue is better than the other thermostat issue, which is the engine doesn't quite get to operating temperature. That's always better than overheating. So, anyway, that'll be this weekend's project. Other than that, just kind of laid low today. Probably going to do that again tomorrow. And we'll go back to it on Friday. So, with that, back to you there, Rob. Good to hear everybody. And ADMH.
Okay, very good. Thanks for checking in there. And we'll hopefully look for you again down the road. Okay. I'd like to thank everybody that checked in this evening. The BarfNet meets every Wednesday evening at 8:30 on this frequency. And in addition to the net, we meet for the Barf Breakfast the last Saturday of the month at the Platte River Inn in downtown Hunter. And 9 a.m. is when we start. They open the doors a little before that, though. So, all righty. I'll now return the repeater to normal operation. The net is clear. This is W8REJ, Rob, and I'd like to say 7-3, and God bless everybody that can hear my voice. W8REJ is clear.
KABCW.
WG8W.
Hey, good evening. Is the name John? Nothing heard. K8BCW.
K8BCW. D8W.
Yeah, good evening. This is Kilo 8 Bravo Charlie Whiskey. We've talked before. I think you're John from Indian River. Is that correct?
This is Rod, W
KW. Indian River.
Right.
Okay, yeah, Rod, we've talked before, and we have a mutual friend with our friend W8RPM.
Calling for him to see if he was around the house there, if he's still flooded out there.
Yeah, I've been checking in on him too, wondering about that. Sounds like he's not quite back in total domicile yet, but I know he's working hard on it.
They're starting to subside, so hopefully he'll be able to get back to his house there. But I haven't heard him only once here since the flood's been going on.
Yeah, I usually catch him when he's commuting back and forth from where he's staying and going back to his house to try to work on getting rid of the water. So it's a pretty brief window where you can catch him when he's in his truck.
Hey, my name's Rod, Romeo Oscar Delta.
Yeah, copy that, Rod. My name's Bentley. Kilo 8, Bravo Charlie Whiskey is my call sign. I'm over in Harbor Springs.
Okay, Bentley. Okay. All right. Well, nice to talk to you there.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that the water in your area is starting to go down. We've got a little low spot on M119 over here between Harbor Springs and Petoskey. That the road is still, half of it is still covered, and we're just kind of waiting for it to go down. Doesn't look like it's making much progress, though.
It's going to rain for the next several days, so that'll be a helpful point there. It's taking a long time for that water to get through the dam there in Sheboygan, and that's the main thing. Once it goes through there and gets out of here, well, things will start getting better. I tell you what, though, I'm glad I'm where I'm here. I'm high and dry. I'm not near the rivers, near the lake, so I'm not from it. I'm only about 3 miles from town. Indian River there.
Yeah, there's got to be pretty nice times to live on a lake or live on a river, but right now is not one of them.
You said that. That's a mouthful there, that's for sure. Well, okay. Give it a call to see if Ron was around, but nice to talk to you there. Bentley, hopefully we'll catch you another time. I'm going to get out of here. I just got home from a ride on my side-by-side. It was out. I rode out to the wigwam, my side-by-side. I just got back, so I got to get back in the house. I just parked it here in the... So. Anyhow, 76, and have a wonderful evening, and maybe we'll catch you here the next day or two here. I'll be getting back on. This is WGHW.
Yeah, good for you, Ron, getting out and ripping around on that side-by-side. Have a great evening, and I'm sure we'll catch you another time on the air. K8, BCW. Harbor Springs on the 1-9. You're coming in, but you're pretty broken with a lot of noise in the background.